In your work with big churches as a media minister, technology director, technology coordinator, did that inspire you to create this company?
Absolutely. I felt like God said I could go do one church at a time and be very successful at one church at a time. I think He gifted me that way. And that's not to say patting myself on the back. That's His gifts, me just acting them out. But I felt like God had given me my real gifting was in a strategic, big picture role, you know, looking at the whole thing and seeing a macro level. So rather than work on a micro level, I decided that through God's prompting that I was to work on a macro level. And it was very obvious that I wasn't going to do that working for another church. So in the interim, I was searching for how to do this. God orchestrated it. We're allowing me to work at three different design build dealers selling equipment to churches, which was a little anticlimactic because they, even in one company, they had a bell. You ring a bell when you made a sale, and the sale was never the fun part for me. I never got any joy out of that. We got this deal. Well, I was more satisfied when I finished up, and whether it was a secular client, corporate America, or if it was a church, and say, yeah, Anthony, this is done. Look at this. This is exactly what we were hoping for. It's even better than we thought. That's where my joy was. And for me, that was not a popular place to be for a sales guy. So I looked at how do I take the knowledge I'm learning being around some really gifted and talented people and apply that. And it occurred to me that if I was going to sell stuff, I would always be in the position of selling what the dealer had on hand. And when I didn't do that, when I had a need for project for a product that was not sold by the company, I went outside channels to go get it because that's what they needed. But that doesn't make as much money because it's lower profit margins when you have to buy through someone else to buy through someone else to get a product to resell it. And so that was not popular. And I said, I don't care. I want to do what's right by the church. Well, the only way to distance myself from that was to say, I want to be a true consultant. And a consultant is someone who specifies, recommends, and designs, but makes no money on installation and no money on equipment sales. And it was the turning point when that became obvious to me. In 2003, God laid it on my heart to go ahead and do that. In April, He laid it on my heart to start the process. By June, I flew out to Infocom and went around to manufacturers and said, I want to help you reach the church market, and started there to create revenue and put my name out there with churches that I knew and started landing projects. And God just opened door after door after door. So my heart was set while working at churches to eventually find a way, and it took years for Him to bring that to fruition. But, you know, here I am 5 years later and loving it.
Church Technology Handbook. And I also heard that it wasn't exactly published. How did that do?
Actually, it was going to be published in 2005 through CMP Books, which did a lot of technical books. So they approached me about writing, and I was thrilled. So I'm under contract. Paul Timmy was my editor. He moved to another company, and they put me to a different editor, and I sent my drafts in and all that. And they totally chopped up my book and changed the meaning of it by changing how I wrote. And I said, no, that's not going to be published. And in that time, I finally got to another editor, and by the time that happened, they were bought by a company, and then that company was bought and sold by another company. So I've yet to have that book published. It's all in limbo. Nothing's being published out of that division. It's just been moved around and around and around. So in a sense, though, I'm glad, because that book was the Church Tech Handbook, and eventually I'll go ahead and self-publish that book once I get out of this contract with these guys or something happens. But I'm glad it didn't go first, because the book I'm working on now is called The Heart of the Techie. And through my experiences working with hundreds of ministries, I've just come to realize it's not about the tech, it's about the people. And if I put that book out first, that's better. I mean, I write hundreds of articles, and so I'm published all over the place, and so people are already reading my thoughts. I blog and do podcasts, and so it's not that I'm new to the scene, but it's when the book comes out, I really want the first book, to be about the people side of it, because that's what ministry is people. It's not stuff. And I want that to come through loud and clear, so that then when I do a technical book, great, I'll rework the one I did and point out in that book even that it's really more about people than tech, but here's how to do some tech.